I couldn't prepare anything this morning because I knew that I would not be able to hold it together very long. I am so proud of my friend, and it will always be one of the great treasures of my life to have met Gabby Giffords and to have served with her in this body. We have all been through such a tumultuous year. The nation has been through a tumultuous year. No one more tumultuous than Gabby and her family and her constituents in her beloved home city of Tucson, Arizona. And I know, being able to be Gabby's voice today, that knowing her as well as I do, that the one thing that has not been said is that Gabby wants her constituents to know, her constituents who she loves so much in Southern Arizona, that it has been the greatest professional privilege of her life to represent them, that she loves them as a fifth generation Tucsonian, that her public service has meant a great deal to her, and that this is only a pause in that public service, and that she will return one day to public service to represent them as she has so capably for the last 5.5 years. And let me just say a point of personal privilege that for the last year, it has been one of the honors of my life and the most important thing to remember that no matter what we argue about here on this floor or in this country, there is nothing more important than family and friendship. And that should be held on high above all else. And I will always carry that in my heart. And even though I know we won't see each other every day, Gabby, we will be friends for life. Yes. For life.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.